This is C.M. Atkinson, your host on Give Me 5 Minutes. I'd like for you to call someone else, call a friend, a neighbor, call someone you love. Tell them that the 5 Minute Program is on the air. You'll be glad you did. They'll be glad you did. Here, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. We're going into our lesson now. Scoot up your chair and lean in. Turn your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 3. I'll read verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent his Son. He came at night, and oh, what a night that was. That night, a baby was born of the Virgin Mary, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid in a manger. When he whimpered, it was the same voice that sounded in thunder in creation. It was the voice of him who cried out to Lazarus, "Come forth." It was this same voice which spoke the words of forgiveness to the sinful woman. It was this voice that cried, "It is finished." At the whimper of this baby, a king tossed in restless sleep, a kingdom trembled. That night, as this baby cried, the lights were turned on across the Judean hills. In this light appeared an angel, saying, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That night, I believe the harlot said, "I somehow feel a sense of purity. I think I'd like to go straight." That night, I believe a prisoner said, "I have a feeling I'm going to be free soon." That night, I believe that blind Bartimaeus said, "I thought I saw a light." The Savior had come to cleanse, to deliver, to restore sight to the blind. Luke tells us that the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now, we don't know much about his young life, but we do get a glimpse of him when he was 12 years old in the temple, where he was talking to the lawyers and the scribes. The Bible says they were astonished at his questions and his answers. But don't you think maybe at least one of them asked him, "Lad, how old are you?" How do you think he would have answered that? He could have said, "On my mama's side, I'm 12 years old. But on my father's side, I was before the foundation of the earth. On my mama's side, I get tired and weary. But on my father's side, I invite all that labor and are heavy laden to come to me, and I will give you rest. On my mama's side, I get hot and thirsty, but on my father's side, I am the water of life, a well in the desert, and all that are thirsty come unto me and drink." I think that one of them may have asked him, "Son, where are you from?" He could have said, "On my mama's side, I am from Nazareth, but on my father's side, I am from the right hand of the Father in heaven." Or one may have asked him, "Lad, who are you anyway?" He could have said, "I am the Lamb of God which takes away the sins of the world, slain from the foundation of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.